What was your first thought when you heard that they were going to have to more than likely destroy all of the whiskey that was seized?
Well, I think I know followers of my blog, thebourbonbabe.com, have been following this case with avid interest, as has much of the country and perhaps the world. And when we heard that there was a break in the case and that there would be a news conference, we were, you know, rejoicing, and it was all great. And then when someone asked a question about what will be done with the bourbon, and the sheriff responded, it will most likely be destroyed. I think it was kind of like a disturbance in the force. You know, you could just tell across the internet there was this collective gasp of people, you know, what? We finally got this back. I mean, you know, in that news conference, there was more Pappy sitting there than most people have ever seen at one time in their lives. And to think that might be destroyed along with, you know, Eagle Rare 17 and Russell's Reserve just seemed like adding another crime on top of the crime that had already been committed.
So where did you get the idea for the Pardon My Pappy campaign?
Well, I started thinking about, you know, the great tragedy that could occur if all of this bourbon were to be destroyed. And I realized that it's, you know, I'm not blaming the law enforcement authorities because they're just following the law. So I started thinking, who could step in and do something? And immediately I thought of Governor Steve Beshear. Our governor has been a huge proponent of bourbon. He likes to tell people that Kentucky makes 95% of the world's bourbon supply and the other 5% is counterfeit. I've heard him say that on several occasions. And during his 8 years as governor, the industry has just increased exponentially. We've got new distilleries, existing distilleries, expanding production and visitor centers. So I know he's a great proponent of bourbon, and I figured if anybody could do anything about this, it would be him. And, you know, journalists love alliteration, and the Pappy Van Winkle is something that certainly captured everyone's attention. So that just led to the idea of Pardon My Pappy.
Tell me just how much reaction you've gotten to this so far.
Well, I've seen a huge uptick on Twitter and on the website, you know, been interviewed. I think this is the fifth or sixth interview I've done with print, TV, or, you know, the internet. And just a lot of Twitter supporters, you know, people obviously think it is a little tongue-in-cheek, but there's a seriousness to it, too. And I think people, that was just the big question that everybody was asking after the recovery was, you know, why does it have to be destroyed? Is there something that can be done?
Have you had any reaction yet from the governor's office?
I have not personally heard from the governor. He did release a statement from his office yesterday to some of the media outlets saying that he hoped a worthy cause could be found for this fine Kentucky bourbon.
So that's somewhat optimistic, right?
Right, it's not a no. I would think that the Pappy in particular is in sealed bottles, so it seems that might be returned, you know, to the Van Winkle family. And I have heard several people suggest that maybe a charitable auction, you know, might be in the works if that were to occur. And I can only imagine, considering what some people are paying for Pappy Van Winkle, what they would pay for a bottle with an evidence tag on it.
I have to point out a couple of caveats here to not try to burst mm-hmm. your bubble or anything, but I know that the stolen whiskey, at least the stolen Pappy, was covered by insurance, which I believe has probably been paid off. So technically, if it goes to anybody first, it may belong to an insurance company somewhere.
Right.
And two, given the length of time that it may take to prosecute this case, Governor Beshear may be out of office since he leaves office at the end of the year. So you may be dealing with his successor, who may not be so friendly to the bourbon industry.
Well, I think that any Kentucky governor is bound to be somewhat friendly to the bourbon industry. It's really, there was an economic study released earlier this year that showed the economic impact that the industry is having on the state, and it's in, you know, manufacturing jobs and businesses down. The bourbon industry is growing. It's one of the few industries here in the state that is growing, and it's definitely bringing more and more tourists here as well. The Kentucky Bourbon Trail has seen record numbers of visitors, you know, over the past 5 or so years, and is on track to hit 1 million visitors, you know, if not this year, then next. So I think that, you know, any governor is going to be one would want to promote this industry that's been so very successful and brought so much positive attention to the state.
I know that Sheriff Melton in Frankfort has laughed when he heard about your campaign and thought it was a great idea, but realistically, what do you think your chances are of success here?
Well, I think I'm just going to wait and see. I think, you know, regardless of the outcome, I think it's helped to draw more attention to Kentucky and to the bourbon industry and, you know, to this fine Kentucky bourbon that obviously creates a passionate response with its fans. You know, and I think we here in Kentucky think that everybody knows all about bourbon, but in some interviews and pieces I've seen nationally, that's not the case. So hopefully people out in the country and around the world are learning more about our fantastic, you know, spirit here and will pursue it, you know, beyond this, whether it's this Pappy or Pappy on the Shelves or, you know, and again, it's not just the Pappy, it's the Eagle Rare 17 and the Russell's Reserve. You know, all of these are limited edition, difficult to come by bourbons, and this makes it even more difficult to come by. But I think it's all positive attention for Kentucky.
Tell me about the reaction that you've had on your blog to the entire theft over the last year and a half or so, because it's been about a year and a half since the whiskey was originally stolen.
Right. It's there's been a, you know, continuing interest. I think when the theft first occurred, people just couldn't believe that someone could walk away with that much Pappy or anything from a distillery. And so the thought has been all along that it was probably an inside job. I think it's been interesting. It was exciting to hear on Tuesday when the Franklin County Sheriff's Department called the press conference that, you know, the Attorney General's office was involved in as well. And I think they all did a fantastic job of working together, because obviously it was not just bourbon that was being stolen and resold. It was steroids. I think there were some guns involved. So it became this entire crime syndicate that our cyber crimes unit helped the sheriff's department to crack. And I told somebody, I'm a big fan of the show Justified, which ended its series run last Tuesday. And I'd been recapping that and the bourbon that was featured. And so Tuesday morning, I was feeling a little melancholy because I thought, well, there's not going to be any bourbon-soaked crime in my life today. And that was the day that they called the news conference. So we had a real-life Kentucky bourbon-soaked crime to take its place.
Tell me what you're going to think and what you're going to feel if this stuff has to be destroyed when you see it go up in flames or get poured down the drain or whatever they're going to do with it. If you get to watch, what's going to be going through your mind and your heart?
Well, first of all, I'm interested to know how they would dispose, but I don't think they could just pour it down the drain. So that's just a technical question. But yeah, if I was standing there watching it go up in flames, I would feel very, very sad. And not just because of the, you know, the economic impact, because obviously I'm not, you know, I don't have an economic stake in it, but you know, some of this bourbon was lovingly made here in Kentucky. Some of it's been was in barrels for, you know, 23 years. You know, it just seems like a tremendous waste of a great product. And so I would feel very sad, but I think, you know, one concern is that they, with the whiskey that's in the barrels, they're not sure they can assure it's, you know, that it hasn't been compromised in some way. And I'm certainly not advocating doing anything that would, you know, harm people. So it's up to the, you know, the legal minds, but I think it would be very sad.
In your petition to the governor, you talked about finding a place for this Pappy in, quote, my old Kentucky home. We know the song, My Old Kentucky Home. What did you specifically have in mind? Your old Kentucky home, or what did you have in mind?
Yes, my actual house. No, I have had several people following the blog who've offered to serve as the location for house arrest, or to, you know, several people in different states have offered to serve as a location should it need to begin a witness protection program. So, you know, a lot of people are having fun with that. That was a reference to, you know, Kentucky itself. It would be fine with me if people in Seattle or wherever were given a chance to buy this Pappy. I do think that if, you know, that some sort of auction of some of this would be a great outcome for this, because I think you could raise a lot of money for some, you know, charitable organization to be named later.
Or you could find a foster home for it, like a Stephen Foster home.
Yes, that's right.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Right.
Anything else you can add I didn't ask about?
Well, I'd invite people to keep up with the progress of this petition drive and the Pardon My Pappy either on Twitter or Facebook or at thebourbondave.com. And, you know, join our petition. We're over 100 signatures now, and that's just mainly a fun way to gauge interest in this topic. But, you know, I appreciate all the support that we've gotten. And again, I think it's wonderful that people are so passionate about Kentucky bourbon.
You know, President Obama might be able to score some points in Kentucky if he were to issue a presidential pardon for the Pappy.
That's not a bad idea. You know, he and our Senator McConnell have talked about this bourbon summit that has not occurred yet. So, you know, I know they're looking for bourbon for that. So maybe that's a possibility down the line, too.
Oh, you're going to start all sorts of trouble with that idea.
Everybody's
going to go, wait a second, we're trying to save this Pappy and we're going to let those two drink it?
That's a good point.
I kid, of course.